Yes.
Okay.
Hello, I'm here.
Good. Are we going to evaluate Pearl when she's sitting there?
We're not.
No. That's what it says on my agenda.
No, actually, the agenda...
I'm sorry to interrupt you, but Michelle did call in, so I'll call her in a moment and put her on the line.
Okay, right. Thank you.
Just down, maybe, so it's not so fast.
Off is all right with me, but hey, I know I'll get outvoted if we're talking about that.
No, we have the air conditioner and the ceiling fan going.
I see. Oh. No wonder.
And we definitely don't need both.
That's for sure.
I don't know how to make the air conditioner less cold, do you?
No, not really.
The shower's now on the way.
Thank you.
You're welcome, thank you.
If, Barbara, if it gets too cold in here, I can go turn that off too.
Okay. Hello, Nichelle.
Hi, how are you?
Fine, how are you?
Not too bad.
Hi, Nichelle. It's Pearl here.
Uh-huh.
Hi, Nichelle. Jan.
Hello.
This is Bill here.
Hi, Bill.
Hi, Michelle. It's Bob.
Hi, Bob. Michelle, this is Dorothy. Hi, Dorothy.
Okay, we are going to convene the public hearing on Rule. I will note for the record that the public notice of rulemaking was given in the April 4th, 2002 publication of the Lincoln Journal Star. The first thing that we will do is to have our agency representative, who is the executive director, Dr. Pearl Van Zandt, give a summary of the chapter one of Rule.
Okay. Title 192, chapter one, scope of vocational rehabilitation services and cost containment, contains regulations governing the administration and cost containment policies concerning vocational rehabilitation programs for persons who are blind and visually impaired. It is being proposed due to the establishment of the Commission for the Blind and Visually Impaired as an independent agency separate from Nebraska Health and Human Services System. The rule is necessary to govern the administration and cost containment policies concerning vocational rehabilitation programs for persons in Nebraska who are blind and visually impaired. That is my summary.
Okay. The next thing on the prescribed agenda is to call for public testimony, written or oral. There is no one else in the room here. Has anyone submitted written testimony ahead of time?
No.
Do any of you have any testimony to present on Rule, the Chapter 1 of Rule?
No.
No. No.
Bill?
No.
Okay, I don't either. So we will close the hearing for Chapter 1.
We need to make a motion to adopt it?
No. This is not a commission board meeting yet. We're in the public hearing on Rule. That's what we're doing right now. It just so happens that we're the only ones here, but this is a separate meeting. Okay, and now, because of technicalities, I need to call to order the hearing on Chapter 2 of Rule. And I am noting for the record that public notice of the rulemaking hearing was given in the April 4th, 2002 publication of the Lincoln Journal Star. And at this point, we will have the agency representative, executive director, Dr. Pearl Van Zandt, give us a summary of Chapter 2 of Rule.
Title Title 192, Chapter 2, Procedures for Formal Review of Vocational Rehabilitation Determinations, contains regulations governing procedures for the formal review of written determinations concerning the provision of vocational rehabilitation services to blind individuals. This is being proposed due to the establishment of the Commission for the Blind and Visually Impaired as an independent agency separate from Nebraska Health and Human Services system. The rule is necessary to govern procedures for formal review of vocational rehabilitation determinations. That's my summary.
Okay, has any public testimony in writing been submitted?
No.
Is there any oral testimony from anybody?
No.
No.
Okay, I have none either. That being the case, we will close the public hearing on Chapter 2. And we will now call to order the public hearing on Chapter 3 of Rule. And I will note for the record that public notice of the rulemaking hearing was given in the April 4th, 2002 publication of the Lincoln Journal Star. And I will ask our agency representative, Executive Director, Dr. Pearl Van Zandt, to give us a summary of Chapter 3 of Rule.
Title 192, Chapter 3, Blind Vendor Program, contains regulations which govern the blind vendor's program established to provide needed rehabilitation and employment opportunities for persons who are blind. Chapter 3 is being proposed due to the establishment of the Commission for the Blind and Visually Impaired as an independent agency separate from Nebraska Health and Human Services system. This rule is necessary to replace and repeal the now obsolete Title 206, originally part of the Department of Public Institutions and then Health and Human Services system. That's it.
Okay, thank you. Is there any public testimony in writing? I have received none.
We received none.
Okay, and is there any oral testimony?
None here.
Okay, we will then close the hearing for Chapter 3 of Rule. Okay, now we need to open the hearing on we're opening the public hearing on repeal of Title 206, Nebraska Administrative Code, Chapter 1, as a result of the removal of services for the visually impaired from the Nebraska Health and Human Services system. Is there anything summary-wise that needs to be put
forward? What is it again, Barbara? Repeal of Section 206?
Yes.
Yes, I can.
And, okay, our agency representative, Executive Director, Dr. Pearl Van Zandt, will summarize the purpose for the need for this to happen.
Title 206, Chapter 1, was the blind vendor program regulations, was the document that contained those regulations. Now that the Health and Human Services system no longer administers services for the blind and visually impaired in Nebraska, that chapter of rule needs to be repealed. And as I read a moment ago, Chapter 3 of Title 192 will replace it when it's approved.
Has anyone received any written testimony on this repeal? Excuse me?
I just cleared my throat.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, I haven't received any.
No, we haven't received any here.
I haven't either.
No.
Does anyone have any oral testimony to give on that particular subject?
If I might just inform the board, we did get a call last week from someone in the Health and Human Services system who had read our public notice, and she was under this understanding that Health and Human Services was supposed to do the repeal of 206. Uh-huh. Now, we put it on here because the person responsible for promulgating rule in the Secretary of State's office, Sharon Hoffman, had instructed us to do so. And so that's why it is on this list of events for the evening. We tried, Nancy from Health and Human Services and I tried for several days to reach Sharon Hoffman to find out which of us really was supposed to do it, and we were not able to get her. But she is who told us to do this, and so we will proceed, and we will still check if it could be that Health and Human Services also will need to do a similar process to repeal that. But we both decided that it would be better to go ahead and do this tonight rather than, you know, I mean, if it's done by both agencies, it's no problem.
Yeah, that makes sense to me, because it would be a bummer to have to reconvene a hearing just to repeal something.
Yeah, logically, I think it is their responsibility to repeal their own. One agency can't repeal the rule of another agency, but just to keep everything on the straight and narrow, we should go on record repealing it.
Right.
And if what we need to do is approve their repeal of it, I mean, it would be fine with me for us to do that, or acknowledge that they did repeal it, or whatever we need to do. If we, I'm not sure how exactly we do that so that we aren't, you know, just, either digging ourselves a hole or doing, you know, not thinking of the very thing that we ought to have done. But it seems like if, you know, since we're making a good faith effort to do the thing that we need to do,
right,
whatever we need to write up as the procedure, it seems like we ought to be able to make that fit whatever reality requires.
I think that makes sense.
Hi, this is Bob Burns. I have a question. Am I the secretary for this meeting, or am I the secretary for the meeting when we evaluate Pearl?
You would be the secretary for the meeting when we evaluate Pearl. Jan Ludwig is here.
Yeah, so I just
taking
that,
notes at this at these hearings.
Okay. Well, then I will cease my secretarial functions as we speak. It occurred to me that Jan was here and that she might be doing that, and I was being redundant. So I bow to your experience, Jan.
You're fired, huh?
Yeah. Now I can leave my keyboard and lay on the floor and.
Well, one of the things that I'm not altogether sure of are do we need to submit results of the public hearing to somebody somewhere?
The report normally. The official, which is Barbara Walker, would write up a report of these hearings, and then those would be presented to the board at a subsequent meeting. But since you all are here, there does not need to be, you know, an official report. We will put in the file docket for each of the chapters Jan's notes of these, you know, the discussion here, but that, and that'll be in the record. But you do not need to do any separate kind of a report. Well, we have a number of things we have to submit with the final rules to the Attorney General's office. But I'll be writing those things up.
Okay, so we could then officially close the hearing on the repeal that may or may not have been necessary.
Yes, I just thought I should inform you, but yes, it would be appropriate to just close that now.
Okay. Okay, the hearing on the repeal of Title 206 is closed. Okay, now we will call to order the meeting of the Nebraska Commission for the Blind and Visually Impaired Board of Commissioners. And we will call the roll, which means that each of you can state your name for the record. I'm Barbara Walker, Chairman.
Bill Arrester.
Bob Burns.
Dorothy Weston. Shel Ferreira.
Okay.
May I ask, is anyone at the any of the other locations with the board members? Are there any other people attending where you all are?
No.
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 Thank you.
Okay. Now, there ended up somehow or another being more than one version of the agenda that got out. And one of the versions talked about board approval on whatever. The other version, which I think really probably ought to be the official version of the agenda, was consideration for approval of each of these items. Because we don't want to be presumptuous about what we were going to do or not do. So I think...
Duly noted for the future.
Okay, now the first item on the agenda is the Executive Director's evaluation. And the reason that that is on this is, remember at our March 23rd meeting, we talked about the information that Bill Brown had sent to us that was related to the evaluation, where we were going to make a decision about what the procedure would be concerning the evaluation. I had tried to find that particular document and hadn't found, I found it, but it was in my note taker as a document rather than a text file, which made it absolutely unreadable. So what we said at that meeting was that we would take that up at the May 6th meeting so that we would have a procedure that we would be following. And I apologize for the fact that I didn't get the email about that sent out until sometime in the wee hours of this morning, when it dawned on me that today was in fact the 6th of May. So if you weren't able to get that read, I will go ahead and read it, and that way we can vote on that proposed language. At the top of the email, I also included the section from the minutes of our May 19th, 2001 meeting. That was where the minutes say, Burns moved the salary raise for the executive director will be tied to the outcome of the evaluation during a June meeting each year, and also will include the July 1 and January 1 inflationary salary adjustments. Orrester seconded and the motion carried.
Thank you.
So that we decided last year, and all of the powers that be of the world thought that was fine. The problem we had was the process after that. And so that we don't have further confusion, the process that I'm suggesting that we go by is the process shall be as follows. One, after the review in June, if the performance is satisfactory, a motion will be made regarding the review. Two, the motion shall state something to the effect, quote, I move that we accept the executive director's evaluation as satisfactory and would propose that we recommend salary increases that would be directly proportional to the amount that the legislature appropriates for increases for all staff during the next year, end quote. The motion shall be seconded and a record of the vote shall be kept in writing. Three, if the evaluation is unsatisfactory or exceeds satisfactory and requires an amount which is different from the proportional amount, there shall be an adjustment to this motion that will quantify that amount, and the motion, second, and vote shall be recorded in writing. In those extraordinary circumstances, each increase shall be addressed individually, i.e., a motion for the July increase and a motion for the January increase. So is there a motion to accept?
So moved.
Seconded.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded. Is there a discussion?
I'm sorry, who seconded that?
I did.
Dorothy.
Thank you.
Hearing no discussion, I will call for the question. I don't know if I can officially do that, but somebody can.
Call for the question.
Thank you. Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay. We now have a procedure, and I want to again thank Bill Brown for taking the time to write the message that had some of that language in it back in December of last year, which helped get that process finalized. Okay, that is it for old business. Now the new business is the consideration for approval on, and each of these we will take them one at a time. So the first item that is up for consideration for approval is proposed rule 1, title 192, Nebraska Administrative Code, chapter 1, scope of vocational rehabilitation services and cost containment. Is there a motion for approval of that chapter of rule?
Move to approve rule chapter 1.
I'll second.
Okay, is there discussion? Hearing none, somebody could call for the question and we could...
Call for the question.
Thank you. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, the next item that is up for consideration for approval is proposed Rule 2, Title 192, Nebraska Administrative Code, Chapter 2, Procedures for Formal Review of Vocational Rehabilitation Determinations. Is there a motion to approve?
So moved.
Second.
Is there discussion?
Call for the question.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, Chapter 2 has been approved. The next item for consideration for approval is proposed Rule 3, Title 192, Nebraska Administrative Code, Chapter 3, Blind Vendor Program.
Move for approval of Chapter 3.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to approve Chapter 3. Is there discussion?
Call for the question.
Question's been called for. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, Chapter 3 has been approved. And then if we did the right thing in the repealing in our public hearing, the item up for consideration for approval is the repeal of Title 206, Nebraska Administrative Code, Chapter 1, Is there a motion or a second to approve that repeal if it was right that we do it?
A motion.
Okay. Second. It's been moved and seconded. Is there discussion?
Call for the question.
Okay, the question has been called for. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, one thing that is not on the agenda specifically, but we knew we needed to do it from our last meeting, is to set the date in June for us to have a conference call to do the evaluation of the executive director. At our meeting in March, we had talked about and said that we would do that in June, but there were a couple of you at least who wanted to consult calendars or something, and we weren't able to come up with a specific date in March for that meeting in June. But we need to do that now. So does anybody have a suggestion? We talked about the evaluations going out around the 21st of May to the staff, and that we would give the staff until the 1st of June to respond to us with their input. The evaluation is due by the end of June, so sometime in around the middle of June is when we ought to meet to formulate the evaluation. And that is the meeting, Bob, at which you need to be prepared to be executive session secretary.
I was prepared, so it was a trial run. So
well, good. It's better to be over-prepared than under-prepared.
That's right.
About June 10th, Monday night at 7 o'clock Central Time.
It works best for me at 7:30 because I have to work until 7 on Monday night.
How about June 10th at 7:30?
That works for me. Sounds good.
Sounds good to me.
Yes. I have to meet the dentist at 3:15. 4:15 is going to take at least an hour and a half, they said. Well, I'll still be way done before 7:30. Okay. Depending on what they do to me, I may not be able to talk. But okay, so 7:30 on June 10th, we will meet for the purpose of doing the executive director evaluation.
Do you want us to set that up at as a conference call at each of your homes or place of business, whatever number you tell us?
Yes,
please.
Would it be at your homes? I'll just ask now and then.
I'd be home.
Yeah,
I would.
How about you,
at work?
Nichelle at work and everyone else at home? Okay.
Thank you.
Okay. There being no further business, this meeting is adjourned. Thank you very much, everybody.